very much an advocate of technology.
Yes.
Right? But there are clearly negative side effects to that as well. So how do you address those negative side effects, those negative emotions that people feel when they're on Instagram and they feel the toxicity of the platform? How do you make, you manage to make it work for yourself? What can you teach others?
Well, I think that's a fair observation, because I would argue that my strength is in my contradictions and being able to hold different views at the same time. I also think that in our interactions with each other, you and others are taking too far of a pessimistic view, and we're fear-mongering technology a little bit too much on this thesis. My question is, what's the alternative? To me, we cannot have a conversation of addiction of an Instagram feed without asking the question, those 3.5 hours that Susan in Manchester is spending in the feed that we are so critiquing over here on our pedestals, what was she doing with those 3.5 hours otherwise? I think we've long forgotten about what's the ROI of a girl in her room on her own phone line talking to her 3 friends for 6.5 hours. I think we've long forgot about, in those same 3.5 hours, I love how people think going through Vogue and going through E! Magazine and Sports Illustrated for 3 hours in an afternoon over a cup of coffee while it's raining is any different than the exact same thing that you're doing on Instagram, which is images on a piece of paper. So, couple things. Number one, yes, and this is why I love recording everything, because some of these things will play out. Net, do I believe the addictions to phones, open platforms, social networks, all these things that have become the foundation of communication in our society, do I believe that that is better than allowing Rupert Murdoch, Red Summerstone, and 4 other men in their 70s to control all the thoughts we think through media and their editing? Yes, I do. Do I think that sexism and racism and a lot of other human shortcomings are a product of that system? I sure do. So, if you ask me about the alternative of Instagram and the iPhone and Facebook versus CBS and the BBC and Sky and the London Times, I will choose what we have now.
Okay, so let me ask you about that, another question, because one of the key things, or one of the key reasons why these devices are so addictive is because of, for example, the type of hormones you release from your brain, the dopamine levels you get when you get all those likes, the cortisol levels when you see the red notification pop up on your screen. So there's something happening here to our brains, and there's engagement happening with a certain community that wasn't happening when you're just watching a TV screen or if you're just flicking through a book. You've got this whole other world.
Be careful. You're making an assumption that people aren't speaking to. They are happening. All the things.
There's engagement on digital platforms in a way that where television is broadcasting out to you, but you're not necessarily talking back to it.
Yes, but if you look at the biggest habits, we're not talking back to a lot of those things either, right? Like, you're making an assumption that we are leaving.
I guess what I'm saying is the dynamics are a bit different.
Well, here's the question. Do I rather have the masses be the ones that fuck with your psychology, or do I want to leave that to your mother and your aunt and your coworker? I'm being serious here, guys. Look, I think about this shit a lot. I think we're having very lazy conversations and defaulting into what we always do. In the same way that big companies scrutinize Facebook and Google but accept television commercials, I think we're accepting that these devices are doing something without recognizing. Do I think it's better for a lot of people in this room to consume my content over the pessimistic content that their mother would be giving them over the phone if this didn't exist? Yes, I do.
Okay, so here's another question for you.
Sure.
Recently, on the 25th of May, we brought in new data protection rules, GDPR, here in Europe.
I've heard.
Right. Which leads me to ask you a question about regulation.
Yes.
Because, like, broadcasters are regulated here. We have Ofcom, we have advertising standards, associations, and the internet in many ways feels like a wild, wild west, which provides so much opportunity, that opportunity you talk about, but it also imposes the question about how much regulation is needed. And I wonder what your thoughts are on whether something like GDPR is needed in the US.
Well, look, I think it's a good question. My natural reaction is, of course Europe did over-regulation, right? I think it's been the great shortcoming of Europe as a whole. And I think the US will follow suit, because every leader in the free world always starts to get soft over time, in a lot of ways correctly, and a lot of ways not correctly. I think it will happen in the US because I think the incumbent companies like Facebook and Google will realize that's an advantage to them, not a disadvantage. So they will work with Congress to get these rules because it will make the incumbents of progress have a much harder time to capitalize. Look, I believe, forget about free market. This is not about being a capitalist or things of that nature. I, Gary, believe the number one underrated thing in the universe is the human being. I am flabbergasted by our inability to understand how special we are. This was back to the point I made about terrorism, because if we had so many bad people, that would happen. I want to remind everybody that the free world could be blown up at any moment now for the last 70 years. We are unbelievably, as an animal, good. Like, unbelievably. It's just the truth. And so I think we get very fancy and sit in ivory towers that 87 people think that they should be regulating us on everything at all times, and I think at times it gets heavy-handed. I think the human is very good at regulating him or herself. But at the same token, I'm super not overly emotional. Like, if we're talking about like free markets versus not, I'm not devastated by it. To me, if everyone's playing by the same rules, almost every game is interesting to me as long as everyone's playing by the same rules. I think people play by the same rules when it's open, not when it's closed. And I think that, I think it's probably at some level a version of it inevitable in the US because it actually helps the incumbent big companies, not the end user.
I'd love to ask you a bit more about your views on the human race, because there is this big conversation going on now about artificial intelligence, about robots coming to take us over and a super intelligence eventually going to usurp the human race. And there are some very, very credible voices out there that believe these things. You and I have touched on this before in our conversations. What's your viewpoint on that now?
Yeah, I think there's a really logical path to the robots killing us. I mean it. Like, I don't know, if we were a bunch of fucking dinosaurs sitting around one day, we would have laughed at the humans winning this game too. I mean, is it so far-fetched? I don't think so. I think we're starting to see shit. I'll tell you, that robot that isn't going to be able to be detected by Blu-ray, that shit scared me. I'm like, that makes sense. Like, I don't know. I try to stay in my lane. A lot of the stuff I'll talk about tonight, I know my shit. I feel compassionate. I'm fully guessing here now, but I will definitely say, I'm definitely not willing to say no chance, never.
Okay. Okay, that's good for thought. Right, let's talk about stuff that you really do punch, know about. Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, all the social platforms, right?
Yes.
Everyone wants to know, myself included, as part of a publisher, is how do you use this as a key marketing tool or a key tool to reach an audience? And there's so many changes going on now with Facebook in particular,
yep.
All of the various different controversies that have
yep.
happened with it, Cambridge Analytica data crisis,
yep.
the algorithm changing, the amount of control they have, all of that stuff. There's a major power struggle going on. I'd love to know your thoughts on where it's at, where should people be focusing their energies on, or is it a case of like trying to have a little finger in every little pie?
The way I think about this is very simple. I think that the internet is the first layer of our society, period. And then I think there's been 7 to 10 companies globally that have been able to get so big, they're a layer themselves on top of that layer. A toll booth, per se. A Facebook, an Apple, a Tencent, right? And then it's our jobs, whether it's Mashable or Gary Vee, to be the best next layer by using the layer that was built on top of the internet layer to, I think, how do I fuck Facebook before it fucks me? Right? That's how I think. And I think what publishers did extremely poorly in the last half decade is they loved what Facebook was doing for them in the short term, and they gave up all their equity and they got, and let's call it what it is, awfully lazy and complacent, and allowed Facebook and other platforms to get the equity from them because they didn't reinforce their email. They didn't reinforce their first party data. They didn't reinforce their things. So I think you have two camps. You have the camps that are like, fuck social, it's this terrible enemy, and I'm all about first party data, and I have an email service and text message, and I'm fucking more old school quant, you know, DR Galler dude from the 2003-04 era, fuck all this world, right? And then you have a different regime that's like, loves all this stuff. I kind of sit, back to your point, in both. I love having first in line and having that data. I love having an email list. I love having a website. But I also love dominating on Facebook and LinkedIn and Snapchat and Instagram because that's where the attention is. right? And anybody that creates friction for the user is doing it at giving up some of the value. At the same token, you need to create some of that friction, because if you let everything play out on that platform, you become commoditized. Facebook is the number one underpriced platform in our society. Facebook and Instagram together can do enough damage for everybody's ambitions here for quite a while, in my opinion. And if you are not a great practitioner of the analytics, the paid media capabilities, and most importantly, the creative variable that makes you successful on these platforms, you are either leaving an enormous amount of upside on the table, or you are starting the piece, you're starting to do the process that is gonna lead to your demise in any kind of relevance or growth of your business or ambitions.